Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Steve Tomaszewski with the Soldier's Family TV and Radio Talk Show live at Illinois Harley-Davidson. I am here with the founder of Brotherhood for the Fallen, Rick Caballero. Rick, how are you?
Good, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Holy smokes, Batman. What a pleasure. Like I said, I literally just found out about this yesterday from our friends at Justified. But for our audience who are not familiar with Brotherhood for the Fallen, Rick, what a great cause you're doing out there. Tell the folks out there what you all do.
Anytime an officer is murdered anywhere in the country, now including Canada, we'll send a minimum of 2 officers out for defensive services. They wear dress blue uniforms, and we give donations to the family. We attend both the wake and the funeral, and we try to honor the fallen officer, the family, the community, and the department that he's from.
Okay. And how did this come about? Because this has been going on since we landed here in the Mayflower, and I know that you just started this just a few years ago.
Yeah, 2010, we created the organization. Back in 2009, there were 4 officers in Oakland murdered, followed by a month later, 3 officers in Pittsburgh. We went to the Pittsburgh funeral after the Oakland funeral and decided to make T-shirts up for the family, but gave money back to all the families that, that did a tragic loss. From there, we created the organization Brothers for the Fallen, attending every funeral that we possibly can, dedicated to doing that, and we've attended over 170 funerals this day. Which is a shame.
It is a shame. It is a
shame. In this country, yeah. In 5 years, and, it's crying shame. Well, these guys are retired military guys that served in wars, and they come back home to be killed in their own countries. It's just unimaginable.
Just to go through it. Well, I know that today is the first inaugural motorcycle ride. Is that right?
That's correct. Section Q, Ron Vasquez called me up. They did a great job. I have never been in a motorcycle ride before. I've never ridden a bike, but when he approached us and gave me okay to do it, he put a great job together. We had over 100 bikes, and it's a great day, beautiful day. It worked out perfect.
Well, we're down here at Illinois Harley-Davidson. Like I said, yesterday we were out at Wildfire Harley-Davidson with Justified, same thing, 100 bikes. And coming up in September will be the Big Thunder Run for Rolling Thunder, of which I am the public affairs officer. And every year in Washington, D.C., over 500,000 motorcycles ride from the Pentagon parking lot to the Vietnam Memorial Wall. And it's a sight to see, just a sight to see. But today, tell us about some of the vendors that are out there today. And we're selling tickets, we're raising money, and then, tell us a little more.
We got our tech out there, Ross is out there. It's great home cooking, the sausage is fabulous. That was done by some of the family members here.
Your sister's here?
My sister's here, my brother's here, my brother, buddies, that members are ours.
Yeah.
They set up a tent. And, it's a good showing. There's officers from all the departments here, and I see this run being a great run in the future. I see more and more bikes joining in as we go along.
Well, one of the things I'd certainly like to say is that, I work with a lot of these, the Blue Knights, the Chicago Axemen, our friends down there at Lodge 7, everybody else that's out there, all the way out to Oswego. And across the country. And I think there should be more. And I looked out there today. You had the Sanction Fuse. You got, several different clubs out there, all for a great cause. And let me tell you something. I rode with the Cook County, Sheriff, in the back row. And every city we went through, I was not even amazed. I was crying almost. Is that each of the Cicero and all the different ones we went to, all the policemen had all the intersections blocked off. And usually there's one car out there or one policeman. At some intersections, there's 3, 4, 5 cars out there blocking an intersection.
Yeah, it was great. We went to about 5 towns, Cicero, Berwyn, Lyons, Brookfield, Countryside, and they all did a great job. They helped us out.
What was the route? Do you remember the actual route? We started on Ashland, or we're right off of Ashland.
We pretty much went from Plant and Ogden, straight down to Ogden, to LaGrange, and LaGrange down over to Harley-Davidson. It was a nice, about 30 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
Nice pace. When you look out the back window, it looked like there were thousands of bikes. It was pretty impressive.
I was unfortunately hitting a button called Snapchat, and I had the lights going on behind me, so I had to turn it off. Hey, some of our friends over here at the AFL-CIO, a shout-out to Mick Yeager, United States Army, Vietnam veteran, Elizabeth Belcaster, all of our friends at the AFL-CIO, Jimmy Hoffa Jr., God bless you. Appreciate that. All the truck drivers out there, Local 150, heavy equipment operators, all the guys down at IBEW 134, our friends that go out here. And you have some great sponsors here today, and I don't want to forget them one at a time. And I'm going to start with Toronto Baking. God bless them. They're always there, always donating stuff. Just great people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have, and Ron came over with a lot of these sponsors for this one. Like I said, he took charge of it. State Farm, Midway Dodge, Superior.
I like the way you say that, Midway Dodge.
we've got some great sponsors ourselves. Jim Van Gurley's been a great support. His brother was a Vietnam veteran. Home Run In! The general manager's a veteran in the Marine Corps. We got the veterans on board, too. Public Safety does a great job for us. All our decals and our trailer and our truck, they do it absolutely free for us. It's a great cause, and they're strongly behind us. If I can mention a few more.
Well, please do. That's why we're here.
Barnell's Weapons Accessory, they're great.
What do they do?
They make any type of weapons.
We're in the showroom right now. They're getting ready to pull out a bike for sale. Probably hear a bell ring here in a minute. And so we are live at Illinois Harley-Davidson. I don't know who is the owner of this particular one, but I know yesterday, there we go, yesterday we were out at Wildfire Harley-Davidson, and Ozzie Giulio, I believe, still has a commander in the United States Navy, so a shout-out to Ozzie and his family and his dealership. Let's get back to some of the sponsors. This, what's the name of the Dodge dealership?
Midway Dodge.
Midway Dodge. Okay, got to get that one straight. I was almost going to say something else. Midway Dodge. Okay, and then you have some more.
Yeah, and Ronell, like I said, they've been great. Looked up them last year. They want to get more involved with us. They sell weapons parts for almost every weapon in the country, and a lot of police officers bought them, too. They go to them to buy their parts and stuff.
And you got a raffle going today. First prize is a Bushmaster carbine, 15 with a scope. Second prize is a Remington. Boy, I don't have my glasses, so I'm going to have to look for it.
That was Ronell's.
By Ronell's. Okay, well, shout out to them. And third prize is $500 cash. Now, this works the same way as it does at most. If you don't have an FOID card, they will hold it for you until you get it, or you might even be able to talk to them about trading up if you already have that particular weapon, rifle or gun to go through there. And do we know, come on over, come and be up here in a second, they come through here. What are some of the next events? I know you got a golf outing coming up. Holy smokes, Batman, I'm going to not be there. I'm so upset.
We do. We have a golf outing put up July 20th. It's pretty much sold out at Glen Eagles. First time we're doing a double course. 218. We're going.
Where's Glen Eagles at?
Philemont.
Okay.
Up 131st, like Press Grove. After that, guys, September 19th, we're doing what we call Coptoberfest.
Coptoberfest. Here we go. Coptoberfest. Where's that going to be?
That's going to be at the Union City or on Jackson Ashland, right behind the old Moretti, behind the DP on Ashland and Jackson.
Okay, yes.
We got the three live bands coming in. We got a special guest coming up from Arkansas. He's a game warden. He's supposed to sing a couple songs. He's a country singer. Great food, and it's a great night. It's very entertaining. There's a lot going on.
Well, one of the things that I know you got a lot of people to go out here and see today, and we can't be thankful enough for allowing a soldier's family to come out and be a part of the great efforts of Brotherhood for the Fallen. And we'd like to say, Rick, on behalf of SFTBR, so we'd like to donate a show to you once a month to where people will be able to call in, ask questions to you, what's going on, events are coming up. And we're going to talk about it in July, and we're going to start it in August just to go through it. So, unfortunately, like I said, it will not be at the golf outing, but let's hear about that golf outing one more time. And what is the website, Rick?
It's brotherhoodfallen.org. We're taking instructions right now, but go to our Facebook. Like us on Facebook. My sister does a great job on Facebook.
Thank you, Deb.
Covers all the funerals, all the events we do. We put pictures from each funeral we go to up there. Great procession. Great people everywhere around this country that we meet. It's really fantastic, you know, the love and support that we get through what we're doing. And it's an honor. It's all volunteer based.
Okay. At our next show, we'll find a place to meet. Maybe we'll go to a Home Run In or stuff like that. And we're going to be making calls out, and we're going to be asking all these people, all the sponsors, to call in to say thank you and give tribute to them for helping support Brotherhood for the Fallen. So you can dial in anytime at 909-202-8714. So if you pull out your cell phone right now, if you have a cell phone, that's okay. Watch this. We're going to show how it works one more time. Rick actually has his phone here with him. You can dial in from this show anywhere, 1-909-202-8714. And then hit press. And as soon as you hear the words up there, they'll say, okay, now you press 1 to talk. And you press 1, you can be anywhere in the world, and you should be hearing my voice through your phone about now. Does that sound about right? Okay.
So what's neat about that, we're also going to be showing people how to put Skype. And if you have a laptop, your webcam, we'll be able to Skype in when we do the show at the Indy 500 with the AJ Point Racing crew. We talk to the crew around the world. We're in Monte Carlo. We're at the Texas Motor Speedway. And we'll be able to turn on your Skype phone and go, hi, Rick, and we'll be talking to you just like FaceTime. Yeah, you can do that. So let's go through that website one more time.
Brotherforthefallen.org.
Brotherhoodforthefallen.org.
Also on Facebook, Twitter. So we're out there.
I'm on the Twitter.
Are you?
I'm on the Facebook. It doesn't get much better than that. And coming up, that golf outing is?
July 20th, Glen Eagles.
You see it on Facebook and Twitter and the website.
The sponsor for that, too, is the FOP, our FOP. And
tell us what the FOP is.
They're our union. They're our union representing all the Chicago police officers. They've been supportive day one for our organization. And Ace Security is a big supporter of ours. It's a private security company that donates a lot of charitable donations for us.
Outstanding. Rick Caballero, thank you for what you do for helping the families out there. Outstanding. Coming through it. Thank you, Rick. Coming up next, Jordan Howell, who I just met just a few minutes ago through Andre. I'm going to have to look up his name here. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, how are you?
Well, yourself? Well, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So I am actually a licensed massage therapist, and one of the things that I do is I offer 60-minute massages for all of our superheroes, for police officers, firemen, paramedics, and military veterans. Active duty military, they can come in for free and get a massage.
I also understand that in your sales out here today at Illinois Harley-Davidson, you donate a part of your sale.
I do. So as I've been very active in a lot of non-for-profits, I decided to start a business raising money for non-for-profits. And so that's called Snap To It Fashionable Fundraising, because it's what's called interchangeable snap jewelry, and I can make a lot of money really fast. So what I do is I go to events like today, or I go to events at people's homes or restaurants or whatever, and whatever I make, I donate 35% of my profit.
Wow, that's a bunch.
It is. So
kind of breaking on that is what you.
Yeah. So yesterday I was here and I had already raised $200 for the fellas in about 2 hours, and today we're up to about $200 already.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. Now, you mentioned more about some of the other, I think, Andre Isaias was talking about things as far as PTSD and a few others.
So because of what I do, I am very aware of PTSD and the things that, the symptoms of it. So I am on the board of directors for a group called Hope and Promise Equine Assisted Psychotherapy. And what we do is we help veterans with PTSD brain injury through equine therapy. And it's a...
through the horses.
Through horses, you betcha. And there's something magical about horses and how they understand people and their emotions. So this is a five-day program that is totally funded by Hope and Promise. So veterans...
Well, do you get any type of grant?
We do not have any grants right now. Everything is private donation.
And that's so refreshing to hear, because time after time after time, people say, I want to do something. I want to get a grant from the government and take the tax money and pay myself a salary so I can help somebody else. That's not the way that this really works. So I am very ecstatic to be talking to you and your group. We're going to be inviting you on the Brotherhood for the Fallen next show. You can call in just like you're seeing earlier or come to our event. And the more that people hear about it, I think people are just sick and tired of saying, well, here's $100, and by the way, 90 of that's going to our staff, $10 goes to the charity.
So everybody that helps us is volunteers, every single person. We pay for the veterans food, 3 meals a day, their hotel, and their travel, so they pay absolutely nothing. We have a way to pick them up and transport them if they're local, and it is an incredible program. So it started by a young man named Gary Kempiak. He's a local farmer. And he just has this heart for veterans, and he wanted to figure out a way to pay back. And he bought this amazing horse facility and started the program out of there. So he, along with Sue Kessler, who is our therapist that helps the veterans, and Dan Nagel, who is on our board as well, we have some amazing volunteers. Alaire Merritt is one of our volunteers that was all things veterans. We just are very fortunate. We cook all the food. We get food donated from local churches. The Lions Club is a huge sponsor of ours in Elburn. So we...
Go Elburn!
Yeah, right? And Elburn Days, go Elburn Days.
I like Elburn Days. You got the state champion sausage people out there. I think it's Tarzan, if I remember right. Okay.
I just live in St. Charles. I know. Let's get back to your website. We got another couple of guests coming up here. What's the website?
The website is hopeandpromiseeap.org.
One more time.
Hopeandpromiseeap.org.
Come here. Give me a hug.
Thank you for what you do.
No, that is refreshing to hear. We're going to be doing more of that with Jordan Howell. Right now, we've got a young man coming in here that we can sit up here. How's that? Will that work? All right, so tell us your name and what you do.
My name is Ronald Vasquez. I'm a Teamster truck driver.
Go. Hey, back to Nick Yeager again. Hello again, Nick, as we go back out there. And that's right where we started today.
Yes, we started at the Teamster City at 1645 West Jackson. We're local 705 that gave us the facility to use or to start up. It was great. It was really great. More bikes than I expected for today, like it being the first year. And hopefully it just continues to grow.
Tell us a little bit about here. You're actually wearing a nice looking black leather vest. You're a vice president of...
Vice president of Sanctioned View.
Okay. What is Sanctioned View?
Sanctioned View is a law enforcement motorcycle club that helps officers that were injured in the line of duty or killed in the line of duty. And we do the best we can to give monetary donations to other organizations. Like today we were doing Brotherhood for the Fallen. This is hopefully going to be an annual run.
I'm sure it will be.
This is our inaugural run. And it's a great turnout. That's all I can say.
Now, do you also have monthly meetings with the Sanctioned Few?
We have monthly meetings with Sanctioned Few, yes, we do.
Where are they at?
They're at our clubhouse, which is in Chicago, and on 3031 South Archer Avenue.
And when do y'all, is it open to the public, or you have to be a police officer?
It's open to civilian members also, but majority of our club is police.
We're still wearing the ring that we got here from one of the first events. From Brotherhood for the Fallen. And when I'm at Watch 7, we've done many shows down there and around the city, around the country, with all our police officers. And every time that we talk to our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine friends out there deployed and their families here, all they say is take care of our family and make sure that when you get time, you shake a policeman's hand and say thank you. So on behalf of all the soldiers' families, thank you for taking care of the families out there. Okay, so today... All of a sudden, I'm looking out here, a couple people drilling. There's a couple hundred people out here.
Yes, sir. It was a great turnout. I mean, more than we expected. And we had a performance of Chicago Spikes and Drums. That was a phenomenal thing to see.
We had a chance to see them, and this is kind of funny. Last year, I believe it was at American Airlines, we do a show with the Gold Star families. And they have the Snowball Express. And what was really amazing is that these guys in kilts and bagpipes had to go through security. There are no exceptions. And you go, wait a minute, this Chicago, you're going, and it was a true story. And they did it. They did it very nicely jumped to it. We were just talking with Rick, and this is going on our fifth year on a Soldier's Family TV and radio talk show. And I do shows with Rolling Thunder. I do shows with Justified, you know, and come on. We'd like to offer to do a show with y'all. And because people know, now, when people make a donation to the Sanctioned Few, and you say you're helping somebody, how many people are on salary? How many people in the Sanctioned Few are drawing a salary for $50,000 or $100,000 a year?
As far as our members go?
Probably none. And when we ask that question, it's kind of a leading question. Everybody's a volunteer.
Yeah.
You know, they're here today. Nobody's getting paid to drive here, are they?
No one's being paid.
So it's like, hey, let's go down and try to help Rick. And because of that, when we left our show last year after we sold it and coming back, we had over 200,000 downloads and as a collective over 2 million viewers. So we're going to bring back the video August 1st to come through it. But every month, and what's funny, if you want it again, dial in the show, do you have a cell phone on you? Okay, let's show you how it works. That's okay. Let's see if you have a cell phone on you. Do you have a cell phone on you? We're going to show you how this works. Get a real kick out of it. So even if the Sanctioned Few, if we're down at the Home Run Inn Pizza, they can't make it to the show, you can dial in this number. There's a young man over here with his daughter. We just took his phone here. That's my favorite joke. I'm going to get punched one of these times. Hello, sir. What's your name?
Frank.
Hey, Frank, why don't we have you dial into the show right now? 1-909 when you're ready. This is when you're ready to go. 1-909-202-8714.
go ahead and hit the send. Now, here's the great thing about it, Rick. You can be anywhere in the country. We had a couple thousand truck drivers calling into the show, and they put on speakerphone. We don't encourage this in cars because it might be because people want to talk to us all the time. Truck drivers are driving. They're not going to, they don't want to talk. You should hear a voice. Press the number one. When you press that one, you're actually in our queue. And if you walk back over there, what we could do with him right now is I'll get the best part. We're not going to do it. Can you hear me loud and clear? Yeah, you can hear me? We hit this button, we turn on your camera, and we've got FaceTime or Skype, and you can talk to us anywhere in the world live on the Soldier's Family TV and radio talk show. How's that? Well, I didn't turn on your microphone yet, but that's how it works. So what's neat about that is that even if we do a show with you and some of your men and women who belong to the Sanctioned Feud aren't there, they can go to sanctionedfeud.com, listen to the show on the Internet. It's all Internet. Or they can say, I'm working right now, or I'm on break. They can dial into the show and listen to it. I do the show for the State of Illinois BMW. Majority of our members, a little older, not a lot of them have Internet. So we're using the Internet and the telephone as our wavelength, if you will. Tell us a little bit about your website, Facebook, all that good stuff. Got a website? How does that work?
Website, I really couldn't tell you.
But we can easily Google it. Sanction.
You can Google Sanction View LENC, and our website will come up. I'm sorry, I don't know it offhand right now.
That's all right. We're just starting out here today. But I'm so impressed because you belong, and there's a lot of different motorcycle clubs out there. And there's really not one and or affiliated with this, but I see several colors out there, not just this one to go to it.
Right. We had the 13 Sold, which is a motorcycle association, law enforcement motorcycle association. We had Brothers in Blue out there today. We had Brothers of Justice.
Rolling Thunder's here.
The Punishers, Illinois Punishers. There was a few more, and right now I'm just a little cloudy.
Well, you know, there's always an event, but as I go through, I said this earlier, to Jordan Howell. So a lot of organizations out there that are looking for grants, they're looking for state money, they're looking for federal money. Okay, but what's the money going for? And when we hear about, organizations like yourself, they're just literally take the money from A and give it right to a deserving family. There's no middleman.
We are a 501c non-for-profit organization, and we benefit nothing for our use. Everything goes to charity of some sort.
Nothing any better than that. How about a shout-out to all your brothers and sisters out there and sons and daughters serving our country today so we could be here?
Thank you very much for the services that you do for the United States of America.
It ain't better than that. We're going to say again, if you wanted to call in, call my cell number. This is a personal cell number, 630-749-8414. I'd like to come to one of your next meetings in July or August and come out and feel a little more about the Sanctioned View.
Sounds good, sir.
All right, thanks, Rick. We're going to go back over here to this young man who was kind enough to give us our phone. The guy, you standing here with his daughter? Is this your daughter?
My daughter.
What is your name, sir?
Frank.
Frank, thanks for helping us out here today. What brings you out here today?
Well, to ride with Ron and his friends and honor these guys and try to protect us.
Hey, better than that. Right now, there's a young man or a young woman defending our country, so we can be here today wondering if anybody even knows that they're out there. They could be on an aircraft carrier. They could be in Bagram, Afghanistan, Thailand, or even South Africa. What would you like to tell that young man or woman defending our country today?
Appreciate your service, and without you guys being out there, we couldn't be doing what we're doing here today.
You get any better than that. Your first name?
Cheryl.
Pretty girl, you want to say hi to the troops out there?
Hey, troops.
There you go, that's the show. Thanks. All right, we're getting ready to walk outside here on the Soldier's Family TV and radio talk show. The man's about to go, and I tell you what, in 3, 2, 1, we're going out the door. We're right behind it right now. Music is live as we come out here today. We're having a great time. Got a little low in the storm. Walk over real quick and say you want to say hi to our troops. What's your first name?
Tisha.
You want to say hi to the troops?
Hey, troops.
Oh, no, doesn't get any better than that. Hi, guys. You want to say hi to our troops out there? What's your first name?
Yolanda.
You want to say hi to the troops?
Hi.
There you go. Your name, sir?
Of course, Dave.
Hey, troops.
Thank you.
There you go. That's how it works. That's the show. We come back through the center. We're selling tickets here.
What kind of tickets are you? Tell us your first name and what you do.
Hi, my name's Randy. I'm selling tickets for the Brotherhood of Fallen for,
Yeah, Mason's got his money out. All right.
We're, selling the Rampling Up autograph, Eddie Balfour shirt, Patrick Kane, Brian Urlacher, Cubs tickets, let me give a shout out to all the veterans out there. Ooh, huh?
How's it going to get better than that? Another young man sitting here, he's got the green shirt on. And tell us your name. Okay, take another bite. Take another bite.
Okay,
we're good.
My name is Jen. Thanks, guys.
What do you eat?
Sausage.
And what else?
Chips.
And Fritos.
And Fritos.
Sausage and Fritos. Says you're getting better.
Little bear.
There we go. Hey, Mason, you know, the hardest part about these tickets is ripping them apart. How about telling us your first name and what you're doing here today?
Okay.
Hey, you bought a whole bunch of tickets. You're buying the tickets. We appreciate it. Hi, guys. You want to say hey to our troops out there?
As I said, there is a Chicago Police Department telling you guys thank you. I greatly appreciate what you guys do. Come home safely. We miss you, and we're going to have a beer for you now, guys.
What kind of beer?
Any kind of beer that these guys would love.
Okay, that's what the Miller wants.
Yeah, it's better,
Bear. Good deal. Tell us your first name and what you do.
Good. I'm Al Davis. I'm with the Chicago Police Department, and here to support the Brotherhood of the Fallen. You guys do an honorable job going out to all the fallen officers and heroes across the nation, and I think that this organization is top-notch, and I come out here frequently to support you guys.
So thanks for being out here today. We appreciate it. Let's go over and say hi. We got some vendors out here today. Let's see if we can ask your first name. Yes, your first name?
Ted.
Sure. You want to say hi to the troop?
Hello.
Oh, that's the whole show.
There you go.
All right, we get back over here. It's Steve Thomas, Jeff Seymour, live on the Soldier's Family TV and radio talk show, Sports Arthros here, physical therapy, sports medicine in Bridgeport, Oakland. It's Beverly and downtown. And there we go. Let me read that, because the thing's sitting here flapping in the wind, right? Hey, would you like to learn how to be on the show? Watch this. Pick up your phone right now. You got a cell phone? We're going to get you on the show. We're going to dial. Tell us when you're ready. 1-909-202. Tell us when you're ready. First at 1-909-202-8714. 1-909. Press call. When you press call, you're going to have somebody come on the air and say, hi, you want to be on the show? And as soon as you do that, do you hear anybody on there? As soon as you hear somebody talking, press the number one. Just press the number one. Can you hear me now? 202-8714. You want to be on the show? Press the number one. Press the one on your phone. What we'll do is that will automatically, in the future, not today, that you get 8714. In the future, starting August 1st, when you hit the number one, your Skype and FaceTime will come on. You can be anywhere in the world on our show. Press the number one. Can you hear me now? Anything good? There you go. You're on the show. All you got to do is press one, August 1st. You can do that. All right. Thumbs up. What's your first name? At which location?
At the Bridgeport location.
I want to shout out to the troops.
Yay. Go troops.
Your first name?
Aaron.
And what do you do?
I am a physical therapist.
Okay, everybody here. Okay. I'm getting therapist eyes here. And which location?
At Bridgeport as well.
Do a shout out to the troops?
Of course. We love the troops. Thanks, man. Thank you for everything you do.
Nothing any better than that. So, simple technology, right? That's good. And what is your first name?
Ozzy.
What city are you from?
Franklin Park.
Not that far. Hey, just to go through. And you're here with your daughter?
With my wife.
Okay. I usually get punched for that sometimes. All right. How about a shout out to the troops?
I want to shout out to the troops, the Navy SEALs, and the Army, and all those people protecting the U.S.
Doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Ozzy. You want to say hi to the troops? Your first song?
Kathy.
And say hi to the
troops. Hi, troops.
That's the show. Just to go through it. All right. Thanks, guys. Hi, guys. You guys want to say hi to the troops out there? Your first name, sir?
My name is Pete.
Army, Navy, Air Force. You know, there's a young man or young woman out there defending our freedom so we can be here today. That's okay.
Family members, Dad. My grandfather was a pilot in the Navy in World War II.
But let's say a shout-out to Grandpa. He'll say hi to Chester. I know, but he'll say hi to my dad. He was there, too.
Definitely. Grandpa, I love you, brother. I wish you were here.
on the name of the organization you guys are with the Punishers, I want to say thank you for coming out today. You could have been anywhere. You are here. So very much thank you to the Punishers today. Anybody else want to say hi to the troops? We're good? Okay. Cozy. Want to say hi to the troops? Here we go. Always a pretty girl. I see you brought your daughter. Okay. And your first name?
Anne.
Say hi to the troops.
Hi, troops. How are you?
Here we go. That's it. That's the show, guys. All right. Chargers family. DBN Radio. Sorry. We're good. Thank you, guys. All right. We're coming around. Having a little bit of fun here today. We're coming up. We got our friends over here. We were just playing a few minutes ago. It's Steve Tomaszewski with the Soldiers Family DBN Radio Talk Show. Tell us your first name and what you do.
Tom Tomaszewski with the first name. Tomaszewski Department.
Well, you guys were just outstanding today. Outstanding.
Oh, thank you. I mean, brother of the fallen. They support us, and we were just happy to be here today. This has been a little way basically.
A shout out to the troops?
Absolutely. Got a
couple. You ain't better than that. Tell the young man standing here, Pickles is in the background already. Tell us if we're going to face this way. No, you're going to face towards me. Turn around this way. I'll pull out the microphone. Your first name? Marley King. And what are you doing here today?
I'm part of the Pikes Grove Chicago Police Department, played the snare drum for the band. I'm also a part of the Section 2 Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club, which is doing a fundraiser for the Brother of the Fallen and the Pikes and Drum.
Well, you got it all going. A shout out to the troops out there.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the troops. Be safe on the shift.
Freckles is standing here. We're not going to forget him.
Oh, yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Section 2, we just had Ron on the show a few minutes ago. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I am a Chicago police officer, also a veteran myself from the United States Army.
Go Army! Go Army!
Yeah. All right, now, I got to give a special shout-out to you guys out there, all of our U.S. troops, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, all you guys are out there doing it, and plus, I'd like to give a special shout-out to the non-commissioned officers.
Yeah, baby, it's the old way, the way,
the backbone of the Army.
Yeah, I've got one myself. It's Sergeant Kyle Tomaszewski, based in Clovis, New Mexico, United States Air Force.
Absolutely.
Doesn't get any better than that. And we want to say, Freckles, one more time. Welcome home, sir.
Thank you. Thank
welcome
you.
Home. Good to see you. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, look at this. Looks like I'm getting a new patch here.
Well, this one is Pipes and Drums, Chicago Police Department, established 1999. It would be a privilege for me to put this on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for all you do.
Outstanding.
Outstanding. All right. I told you I'm coming. Pretty girls want to say hi to our troops real quick. Say hi, troops.
Hi, troops.
There you go. All right, I said I'm coming. We're going to start over here. Tell us your first name and what you're doing here today.
My name is Eddie Gaines. I'm here to support the Brothers of the Fallen. I'm a son of an ex-police officer. He didn't die in the line of duty, but he served his time and he retired. And I'm proud to represent the Chicago Police Department and all the other municipalities in Chicagoland.
Well, let me tell you, when we go around the country, Fort McCoy, we do the war exercises up there, and to Fort Hood, anywhere across the country. The number one they say is the thing is take care of my family and make sure that when you see a policeman or a fireman, you say thank you for protecting my family while I'm away. So to your father, we want to say to him, number one, Daddy did a good job.
Yes, he did.
He did a good job.
He did a great job. I'm 49 years old, and I've never been arrested. Never been in jail and don't even know what a jail cell looks like.
And that's what it is. So thanks for being here today.
Thank you. Life is life.
A shout out to the troops.
Shout out to the troops. Thanks for making it free for me to live and do what I do every day.
I'll get any better. You ask your first name?
Steven.
I like Steven. That's my name. That's my name. Shout out to the troops.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thank you for supporting. Thank you for making it able for me to do everything that I do every day. And may you come home safe.
I'll get any better than that. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, guys. All right, let's see if we get back around here. We're back at the Sanction Pew, and I see all the pretty girls sitting over here today. Okay, let's start with this young man right here. What's your first name?
Yes, Javier.
Yeah, and what are you doing here today?
I'm here supporting my my club and the Fallen Brothers.
And what are you drinking here, Miller High Life?
Yeah.
Oh, genuine draft. Okay.
Here.
We got some troops out there in South Africa, Afghanistan, some around aircraft carriers are going, just tell us what he's drinking. That's all we want to hear. Look at that when I think about that. Shout out to the troops.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you for all your support. Thank you.
Any better than that. Young lady sitting here, anybody else want to say hi? Can you say hi to the troops?
Hi, troops. God bless. Stay safe. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. That easy. All right, Mr. Diesel, want to say hi to the troops?
Hi, troops.
Hey, that's the whole show. What's up, Doug?
Hey,
that's
right.
What are you drinking?
Water.
Water. Okay, we're drinking water. I had like 2 gallons of that already today to come to it. And let me tell you something. I like the protective wear that you're wearing.
Yeah, it's cheap, man. Safe skin.
We're good to go and go through it. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to bank line smart people here. There's the sanction-fused sisters. Okay, there's I haven't seen that before.
What is your birthday?
Diamond.
Diamond. Want to say hi to the troops?
Hi.
That's the whole show. And
U.S.
There you go. That's what we got to hear. Your first name?
Archie.
Want to say hi to the troops?
Yes. Hi to the troops.
It's the show, right? All right. Let's get through it. Did you get a chance? You got a chance to be on the show. Okay. Everybody say hi. What is it?
Hi to my father's soldiers out there.
What's your name?
My name is Jesus Andino. I serve in DFU-132 on board the Forest Ball and the Enterprise. And I would like to thank for your service. And thank you very much. God bless.
Doesn't get any better than that, brother. Doesn't get any better than that. Okay, this is your daughter?
Yes,
either I get laughed at or I get punched. So I got to be careful. What's your first name?
Michelle.
We'll say hi to the church.
Yes, and thank you so much for your service.
Doesn't get any better than that. Welcome home, brother. Welcome. Let's go back to the people behind the people working behind the tables here. What's your first name?
George.
What are you doing here today? Your service sodas and beers and everything.
Yeah, I'm doing all
that. I got to do a lot of group work for these guys. All right, buddy. You're doing a great job. I want to say thanks for being here today.
Yeah, no problem.
Say hi to our troops.
Hi, hello, troops.
There you go. That's the show. All right. Say hi to our troops.
How you doing, troops? I appreciate your service. Look forward to helping out.
That's good. Hello, Mr. Kilo. I'm going to say hello again. We're on the Soldiers Family. See, doing all the work here.
That's right. This is the first annual benefit for the Brotherhood of the Fallen from Sanction Few Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club. I would like to give a special shout out to all our troops serving abroad from Rashad, Chicago Police Officer. Stay safe and watch your six, guys. Come on home.
Doesn't get any better than that. Doesn't get any better than that. And then we have another young lady just looking here at her iPad. We're on the Soldiers Family TV and Radio Talk Show. She'd like to say hi to our troops out there.
Hello, troops.
What's your first name?
Tony.
Thanks for being here today. Got you here. More pretty girls. Mostly pretty girls seem like right around here. Right around here. Got you. Are you here with your dad today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, what's your first name? What's your first name?
My name is Corinne.
Hi, Corinne. I see you got a beautiful vest on. What's on the back? Thanks and Feud Sisters. Okay, and I haven't seen the sisters before, so that's new for me. Just to come through it. And, y'all, we were just talking with Ron a few minutes ago. And we're going to be coming out talking to you more about the Sanction Few. How about a shout-out to all the policemen and policewomen out there today so we can be here?
We're very grateful, very grateful. We wake up every morning grateful, and that's why we're here today.
That's a good thing better than that. Thanks, Corinne. Good to see you. All right, we're having a little bit of fun. We're coming out here. Thanks, guys. Coming through here. We're doing a live show. You want to say hi to our troops? I say hi to the troops around the world?
Sure.
What's your first name?
Alicia.
Alicia, say hi to the troops.
Hi, troops. We love you. Thank you for everything you do. I'm from Chicago.
All the way from Chicago. Good deal. Okay, we've had a great time here today. A little bit to come out. Ron, I want to say thank you again for being on the show. And we're looking forward to see how we can help the states and few do what you do, helping out everybody, not just yourself, but everybody that you help. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
All right. We're back again. We hear the music as we come back through the Soldiers Family TBN Radio Talk Show live at Illinois Harley-Davidson. And a very special thanks to the Steelers Group and my new friends. It's Sanction Pew Sisters. Loyal Warriors are here. More of the Sanction Pew walking through here. We have the Saints and Souls. Everybody's out here today. Thank you so much for listening to the show. This show is dedicated to the Brotherhood for the Fallen. And thank you, Rick Caballero, for everything that you do. I'm Steve Tomaszewski. Remember what we always say. If you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. Good night, Chester.